Students at Howard University in Washington, D.C. are packing up their so-called tent city. They occupied a central yard on campus for weeks, sleeping on air mattresses and in tents to protest what they said were unhealthy conditions in dormitories. On Monday, Howard President Wayne Frederick announced the administration has reached an agreement with the students.
I am pleased to share with you today that through ongoing dialogue and a desire to hear and address their concerns, the student protesters have agreed to end the Blackburn occupation and leave the building.
And for more, we're joined by WAMU's Dominique Maria Bonessi. Welcome and remind us why the students were protesting in the first place.
Hi, Callum. Thanks so much. And yeah, so the students began their protests. You know, there has been concerns about the school's COVID testing policy, mold in dormitories, unclean air ducts. One mother told WAMU's reporter Dee Dwyer that her son was hospitalized and diagnosed with a respiratory illness because of unclean air and in his dorm room. And there were also other concerns about, you know, wanting transparency from the school administration and a town hall meeting with President Wayne Frederick that you just heard there. And then they also were demanding the reinstatement of student, faculty, and alumni members on the university's board of trustees.
I see. So, you know, if the air is bad in the dorm, sleeping outside in tents in early October sounds kind of refreshing, but now it's getting kind of cold, Dominique. So why did it take so long for them to reach an agreement with the administration?
Yeah, this is one of the longest protests in the school's history. It was 33 days long. On Monday, they finally announced that their protest was over. And, you know, they said they took 20 days to negotiate. Initially, when this protest first started, the university condemned them and said that they were, you know, not necessary in causing food service workers at the Blackburn University Center to lose their job. That's one of the main cafeteria hubs on campus. So, there was a lot of sort of backlash from the university when this protest first started.
And do we know what's in the deal? What are students telling you?
Right. Well, this agreement is actually confidential. There hasn't been any information released from the students or the university administration about the agreement. But WAMU asked one of the student organizers, Mason Calhoun, he's a freshman, if the demands were met. And Calhoun said all of them were met except for one about the reinstatement to the Board of Trustees because there's litigation that's ongoing that's sort of out of the students' control.
You know, if we step back, I mean, we know that there's a long history of underfunding HBCUs. Is that really what was going on here? I mean, the university just didn't have the resources to maintain the dorms?
You know, that still is unclear, but, you know, yes, there is a history of underfunded HBCUs. Students say that, you know, the dorms aren't clean, the housing policy, that the school, they were alleging that the school lacks a housing policy. You know, these are concerns that we're not just hearing at Howard University. We're hearing them at universities throughout the country, and there is an underfunding of schools. You know, more recently in Maryland this year, they finally settled a $577 million lawsuit that took 15 years to settle to get Maryland's four HBCUs the funding that they, you know, that they deserved because they for years a judge ruled that they had been maintaining a dual and segregated education system.
I see. So it's not just about Howard then, and that's one of the very top HBCUs. What about other campuses across the country? Are students taking note of what's going on at Howard?
Yeah, I mean, so students in Georgia from Clark Atlanta, Morehouse, Morris Brown, and Spelman also began protesting in solidarity with Howard. They had similar demands, like they wanted a full assessment of housing needs and quality of life for students. And you know, they wanted senators to address the $45 billion investment in HBCUs and other minority institutions through Biden's infrastructure bill. And Clark Atlanta and Spelman are working on their negotiations and demands now.
That's Dominique Maria Bonessi, reporter for WAMU. Thanks, Dominique.
Thanks.